I am actually currently working on this piece about political legacies of colonization and how that should shape our understanding of the problems of unequal global exchange and shape our views on open borders, which is a topic which I'm very passionate about. And also, since I'm going back to Montreal, I would love to interview some of my professors who really helped me guide my views on politics and sustainability and all the issues which I feel very strongly about, which I would really like to share with our readers, because I think those are issues which really need to be addressed. Most recently, as you helped me and you've seen, I interviewed two figures. One of them was a climate scientist and someone else was a managing director at Winwood Business Solutions, both of them highly involved in the problem of climate change and abrupt climate change, most more specifically, and that's something that we all need to be aware about, and I really wanted to bring that out there.
Absolutely, and you can, I want to mention that your interviews, you did a great job with the interviews, and they're featured on the Global Horizons program, and I think that's certainly something that would be beneficial for all of our readers to, you know, to read and to see the work that, that you've done in terms of your interviews. I know that moving forward, that would be highly beneficial, and that's something that all of you can look forward to. And so just look at the Global Horizons program, and you'll see more upcoming interviews done by Lyra. Lyra, I want to also mention that some of your research interests, as you've mentioned, involve European politics, transitions from communism, ethnic conflict, economic development, and sustainability. And you've discussed some of your most recent publications. In addition, as a professional journalist and writer, you've had the experience to release many publications on the NATO Association of Canada's website. You've written about these topics. You've done interviews about these topics. So with your expertise and your background, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in pursuing professional writing and professional journalism?
What I can say is, from my experience, you're very kind for saying that I'm a professional writer.
I'm just stating the facts, you know?
Maybe one day, like we all work hard to improve our writing day by day, and actually some of the things to do that are to read more and just write about what you're passionate about, because as the expression goes, you can only write well about something that you either love or hate, right? And basically, if you write, make sure that you always bring something new to the table. Don't just state facts. You know, we have a lot of journalists out there which state facts. We don't need more of that. We need someone who can bring something new to the table, as I mentioned. And you can't just wait for inspiration to come. And you just have to go after what interests you at the moment.
I agree with you 100%. And that's something that you've been able to do as the program editor of Global Horizons. Every week, the program has released publications that go out, whether it be an interview, whether it be an article, whether it be a spotlight series. Every week you've managed that, and managing an entire program successfully takes a lot of time. Making sure that every publication that does get released is of high quality takes a lot of time and effort as well, but with you it has been effortless. So I do want to say that to the new program editor of Global Horizons that does come in, it's oftentimes useful to look at the work that has been featured under the program. And every program editor has a strategy that they implement, a strategy that they come up with. And that's the beauty behind all of the programs that we offer here at the NATO Association of Canada, is that one program editor could have an approach that they used and that they implemented over a period of 4 months. And then you can have a fresh face, a fresh talent, someone new come in and come up with these initiatives, come up with a series, come up with an essay writing competition, come up with various initiatives that involve collaborating with other program editors. So I do look forward to working with our new team. However, as I mentioned, it will be difficult to lose the team that we currently do have, just because I feel like you guys have been the strongest team that we've had here at the NATO Association of Canada. But again, the beauty behind our program editors is that after 4 months, a period of 4 months, your writing doesn't stop. You can become a research analyst. Your voice can always be heard, and your writing can always be seen, if that's something that a writer or interviewer or journalist is interested in pursuing. You also have, with all of the work that you've done, you also have experience working with the Ministry of Economy in Albania and the European Integration and Projects Division, helping to implement development projects for SMEs funded by the European Union. Can you tell our listeners more about your involvement with the Ministry of Economy in Albania and what that experience was like for you?
Thank you for that question. Yes, I did actually have a chance to work with the Ministry of Economy last summer. And I'm Albanian myself, and having lived far away from Albania for the past 4 years, I really wanted to go back and see how things were done. And so the division where I was working, as you mentioned, was to implement projects going towards Albania's European integration. And so I had a chance to research on some of the winning projects, as was the Southeast European Center for Entrepreneurial Learning, or another project which was very interesting is called the Italian-Albanian Debt for Development Swap Agreement, which is basically something that enables Albania and Italy to collaborate. Throughout the years, Albania has accumulated a lot of debt towards Italy, and so instead of Italy giving more funds to Albania for any kind of development project, what they're doing is called this Development Swap Agreement, which basically makes sure that Albania implements a project and that debt won't count anymore because it has been invested in the project. And a lot of other things, for example, I was helping prepare summary fishes for project calls, making sure if there's anything that the European Commission would come up with in terms of project proposals, if it was something which aligned with the interests of the Albanian government, then we would apply for those grants. So very interesting, but it's something that if you are interested in government work, it's something which I really recommend to young people.
That sounds very rewarding. And Lyra, I do want to say that with your background working with diplomats and with government officials, that certainly reflected the success of your event that you worked closely on with Andy. So with that being said, for everyone listening to this interview today, for all of the listeners that are interested in contacting you, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I can be reached by email at lira.lolloci@mail.mcgill.ca. And in case you didn't catch that, my contact information can be found on the website. So as long as you click my name under Global Horizons, like the program, you'll find my information there. And I am actually very happy to hear from all of our readers. If you have any comments, feedback, just want to say hi, please do that.
Wonderful. Lira, it's been a complete pleasure working with you and getting to know you over the past 4 months. I'm really looking forward to, you know, working with you in the future. I want to thank you for this interview. And to finish off, are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
All I can say is that we hear a lot nowadays that we are, for the first time, the generation that seeks a purpose, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can go out there and seek a purpose, get lost in the way, seek something new, and I really encourage everyone to do that. And no matter what career path you choose to continue, just make sure you excel by doing either business or whatever it is that you do in a sustainable, equitable, and ethical manner, because we all want to make it count, but we have to do that in the right way. And I just want to thank you for giving me the chance to be interviewed and share my views and my voice with the readers. And I really want to thank you also for all the help that you've provided throughout my time here at NATO Association of Canada.
It's been a complete pleasure. And to everyone tuning in, you'll hear from Lyra as the months proceed. She will be releasing interviews. You will see Lyra.
I'll still be here.
She'll be here. We're not letting you go. I'm not letting you go. You'll be around. And thank you so much.